Now, thank you, Alana. Now, we're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation. Also, here thanks to 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. You can have your say. The McDonald's Jones open line is ready, 1300 01 1170. Build with confidence with New South Wales' leading new home builder, McDonald Jones. Or you can get us on the text, 0457 736 736.
Now, Brandy, this is a good text. I know of Hamish and Andy. I can't say I've ever watched. Are they on radio or TV? I'm not quite sure. But it says, Hamish and Andy do a segment called Upset Andy. Could you maybe do a similar segment of Upset Brandy? Callers could make statements to try and get Brandy to bite. Love right. hearing him fire up. Laugh out loud. I think that's a great idea. And, of course, you're not in the leadership group, so you have no say. What right. day would you like to do the Upset Brandy segment?
Later in the week. Yeah, let's just push it back a few days. Campbell says, the West Tigers are living in fantasy land if they think Isaiah Papali'i is playing for them in 2023. If the man does not want to play for them, he will be rubbish for them, the Tigers. Says Campbell, I disagree. I think the Tigers will force him to play there, and he'll get on with it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got it in him. He doesn't seem like the sort of person that would join it, or even if he's forced to join a club, go out there and play below par. I wonder how many players out there. I'll turn him around.
And we all like Michael Maguire, but I wonder how many players out there that are so, you know, like he's making out as if, well, because Michael Maguire left, and I'm not, you know, that's why there's this situation. By the way, it's not in the contract. There's nothing in a contract that says, if Michael Maguire's not coach, I can leave. That doesn't exist. I don't think that's the caper there. You got the support of the Reptile, Brandy. That's unusual. The Reptile's a hard hitter. He says, morning shaggers. Brandy does have an agenda. An agenda against you Pelicans that keep bagging him. Back off, Pelicans. I stand with Brandy. So there you go, Yappy. That move you.
Thanks, Reptile.
You got the Reptile
Appreciate
support
your support.
There. This
McDonald
one,
Jones open line.
Lordy, just before it, I've been watching the 55 years. I agree with Brandy. This is why Cam does not like the six again rule, as it was because of Storm's wrestling it was brought in.
Look, just on the Storm and just what we're talking about, the wrestle, and we've been talking about the wrestle this morning and the fact that it did change the way the game's played. Now, all teams wrestle. Melbourne have just done it better than anyone. They're different to tackling techniques. So it's got, you know, the wrestle is, I guess the wrestle, you know, led to what we've seen in the tackling techniques and, you know, the famous ones that we talk about, the ones that grab names, chicken wing, the grapple, all those sorts of things. But the wrestle is a bit different. And what we're talking about this morning is the wrestle changed the game. The focus on the ruck. Whether it was good or bad, it's an evolution. It's a part of the evolution of the game. Melbourne identified that the ruck is where the game can be won or lost, and I know that now, and that's so important now today. If you lose the ruck, you lose the game. You can't stop the attack. So that's all we're talking about. This isn't a Melbourne Storm bashing. This is fact. Like, this is fact, and this is what the game turned into. And we introduced two referees, you know, back in 2010 or 2009, because the ruck needed to be controlled and looked after by a referee. The referee, we decided as a game that the one referee couldn't look after the ruck, the 10 metres, and everything else he had to keep his eyes on. And that's why we went to two referees.
24 minutes to nine. Now to the McDonald Jones open line. We have listeners everywhere. Zach of Brisbane's there. Brandy.
G'day, Zach.
G'day, fellas. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, excellent. Listen, just a quick thing about this Tigers issue. I reckon Tigers should 100% stick to their guns and make him play. I think this is more than just Tigers' issue. I think it should be more like NRL issue, because this is setting a very bad example for the up-and-coming young players, that you can sign a contract, and then if you want to change your mind, yeah, you can just put it in the bin and then go on with the next one, you know? There should be some sort of a this is wrong. I reckon more and more issues that we're facing this way, the fans are getting cold with the game. And, you know, the players can, all the coaches, they can do anything they feel like doing, you know. Each contract means nothing.
Well, look, I guess, and there's different situations, isn't there, where a player, let's take, for example, Reece Walsh. Now, I don't know, I think he had a clause in his favour, but he said, look, I won't be playing with the Warriors. You know, there's compassion grounds. You know, some players want to leave clubs while they're under contract for many different reasons. It's hard to make a blanket rule. And but this one, you know, it's the home ground's across the road, basically. They're next door to each other. So there's no real other reason than
we know him what the reason is. The Tigers are coming second last and could get the wooden spoon.
Yeah, and he's getting cold feet.
That's it. That's it. Like, let's not say there's anything else.
No.
Nothing. Leave out the Michael Maguire thing. Come on. The Rabbit of Paddington. Well, there we go. The Rabbit of Paddington's name's lobbed up on the open line board. I think I'm ready for a dose of the Rabbit.
Boys, bit of wisdom from the caller of the month. Brandy, every Tuesday,
former caller of the month, Rabbit. Yeah. No lies told here. Former
not
caller
current.
Of the
former
month.
Former caller.
Yeah. Every second Tuesday of the month at Doonside, they have drama classes. I would recommend that you take yourself to drama classes because sometimes in these big arguments, you need to have what the French call l'esprit de la scale, the wit of the staircase. You know when you're driving home from that argument the other day, you go, oh, I could have said this, and that would have been funny, and maybe that would have stopped him in his tracks, and I would have looked really good. You need to be able to think on your feet. You're doing really well, but drama classes have helped me, and improv. And I would think at Doonside, they'd appreciate that you on stage with a couple of other actors could recreate some of this drama that you're going through and be able to respond to it in a positive and very fast way that would have knocked Cameron for a six.
Well, I'm the legal counsel for Brandy. I may respond first. Rabbit, are you suggesting that Brandy become a thespian?
I'm not sure what he does in his private life, right? It's not for me, but I think he should. And he would draw a crowd. Imagine that at, like, Warrington Community Hall. Or even the Panthers on a Sunday afternoon.
Brandy Rabbit, on stage.
I can really tell that those lessons have helped you. This is your best call ever. Even though you are a former caller of the month, this is.
And you know what? They're tax deductible.
This is the sort of stuff that I aspire to. So, Rabbit, thank you. It's been an educational call, and I won't be doing drama lessons at Doomsday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why not? It's a great idea. It'd be great. Just one and then come in and I go
what
to
about,
you.
What
and...
about every Tuesday we make that segment about what makes you angry?
Yeah.
You just get Rabbit to ring up.
Make Brandy angry. Make thanks, Brandy Rabbit. Upset. Upset Brandy. Okay, thanks, Rabbit. Great call. That means you're in line to win the Caller of the Month, be a two-times winner, be the first ever two-time winner. The $500 ballpark voucher at the end of the month, all thanks to McDonald Jones Homes, who sponsor our open line. This one, Graham, this is harsh, but that's what the text line is. Please do not suspend Ricky. I don't want Canberra to win, says Graham. It's a bit savage. Okay, yeah.
How quickly we forget DCE and the Titans. What's a contract, says Mad Mike.
Mad Mike is there. Mad Mike. See your Rabbit from the Western Sydney Eagles. I've got animals fighting here on the text line. And more support for you, Brandy. 100% spot on. Read the Storm. Keep up the great work, Brandy. That's from the Eagle Vale. Oh, we've got another Rabbit. Eagle Vale Rabbit. So we've got the Paddington Rabbit and the Eagle Vale Rabbit. Maybe we should stick them in an octagon.
Yeah, just
somewhere they could fight.
Contract backflips. Tom from Lane Cove says, what goes around comes around. Now, we already had someone mention James Tedesco once had a contract with the Raiders and backflipped on it to stay at the Tigers. Was that did James Tedesco use the round 13 option? Remember there was an option. If you'd signed a contract at the start of the year, you had until round 13.
James Tedesco backed down within days. I reckon it was almost like a cooling off period, like a clause separate to that.
He signed within
48 hours from my memory, had pulled up stumps. Whereas people like Luke Lewis, who signed with South Sydney,
yep,
used the loophole that you suggested there. There was the cut-off period.
Prior to round 13, it was. It was the date. That must have been a June 30 deadline. Something like that.
That would seem right. So we need to take a break because Michelle Bishop is coming up with the last sports update of the day, and I'm being told it is going to be a cracker. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.